on the line to help us out on this Valentine's Day. Shelly Hunter is here. She is from giftcards.com. Shelly, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
What does it say on your business card?
What does it say?
Yeah.
It says, I'm the gift card girlfriend. I am the consumer guide to gift cards.
Consumer guide to gift cards. So I would imagine those are on your yes, please do give on Valentine's Day list. Let's first talk about some of the best Valentine's Day gifts.
Sure. So really, it's about what your Valentine will. I think there's a difference between a gift and a present. A present is something you present to somebody that you think that they should have. But a gift is something that they would really want. And so, you know, for many people would think, well, a gift card, no way, that's way too impersonal. But I feel like any gift card can be made personal if it's something that they want and you say the right thing. So, for example, if you have, you could even give somebody a gas station card. If you write on it, we'll go anywhere with you.
We'll go anywhere with you. I like that. That shows some imagination.
Yeah.
So it's all affected by how you present that particular gift. Very good.
So. And knowing what their habits and their interests and their likes are, that's what really says, I know you well enough to know that you shop Athleta, but I didn't want to pick out the wrong thing. So, you know, this is a treat for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Giving them something that they would never like to do or have, not a good notion.
Not a good idea.
Okay,
for sure.
Very good. What else can we do that's going to impress someone this evening?
It all really comes down from the heart. You know, I think that there are many people that will say, well, Valentine's Day is made up or it's forced upon us, but it's not a bad thing to take a moment to express your love and appreciation for someone. So I think you can say if you're in a bind financially or you don't want to spend money on roses that will look bad in a couple days,
yeah,
you know, go to the home improvement store and pick up a pot of succulents. And again, you could write a note that says, you know, our love
note.
Keeps going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Life would suck without you. And there's a lot of things you can do there. But be thoughtful in skipping those traditional items. Make your own homemade heart-shaped pizza. It's okay if it doesn't turn out well. It's the thought that counts. And, you know, skip the hour-long waiting for a reservation.
Yeah.
Plan something purposeful. So I think it really comes down to how you present it. It has to look like I planned to do this all along. I didn't just scramble at the last minute to try and figure this out.
Yeah, I saw a very funny post on Facebook this week where a guy showed a little video of, you know, he's got the rose petals and flowers, et cetera, marking a path to the bathroom where there are lots of lighted candles and there's a bath drawn with bubbles in it and there's a dog in the bathtub. The dog got to it before she did. Damn it. but that shows some effort. So stuff like that where we really do, you know, make an effort to go out of our ways to show how we feel about somebody, the best stuff, right?
Yes, definitely. And it can be, you know, if you're really not sure, you know, there's greeting cards everywhere, but you look online on Pinterest, just search for Valentine's Day printables, and you'll find all sorts of lovely quotes that you can print out at home, put in a little frame. You can get somebody, like, make a homemade macaroni necklace instead of buying jewelry that would be wrong, and give that with a gift card to her favorite, you know, place to get jewelry.
Yeah.
So it's okay to not know what to get and not want to spend a fortune on something that will just get tossed, but just do it with love in mind and how you would want to be treated, I guess.
I think those are excellent, excellent ideas and certainly excellent underpinnings of the heart. Shelly, talk about some of the worst gifts. Please don't do these tonight.
Okay. Some of the worst gifts I've seen is the IOU.
Oh.
So this is different than the macaroni necklace with a gift card. This is the post-it note that says IOU, and that not only is bad, it just says, I didn't even care. I mean, there is no way you can miss the fact that Valentine's Day is coming up. It is in every store,
very true.
Social media.
A lot of people do the IOUs, Shelly.
Oh, goodness. If you're going to give, no, just don't. I mean, a gift card is better than an IOU, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
At least that says, I meant to do this.
All right, what are the other bad ideas you've seen?
Okay, I've seen things like giving somebody the thing that they really want. For example, the husband that gives his wife the new grill he wants, but then, you know, tax it with something like, now I can make more, you know, I can pick up my share of dinners or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if he's sincere about it, fine. But if it's really the grill he's been eyeing for months, then that's not fair.
Yeah, that seems fair.
How about the panic present, the person that runs into the grocery store, picks up a Valentine's card, and doesn't even read that it says, Happy Valentine's Day, Mom.
or mother-in-law. Yeah, not a good idea either. Yeah. Yeah,
Go ahead. Well, it definitely, as I said earlier, this is not the time to send a message. So this is not the day to get yourself, like your loved one, a subscription to a weight loss program. Or, you know, anything that suggests that they are not perfect the way they are. This is not the day for that.
Absolutely. I second that emotion for sure. Absolutely true. And something from the heart, from your heart, is probably the best way to go. Shelley Hunter is the experts at giftcards.com. Shelley, happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
All right. And by the way, guys, if you're buying lingerie for your lady, let her pick it out. Don't you pick it out. It's always too scratchy and icky.